In our Treasury of Family videos, we have a few moments that are considered classics. Most folks outside the family wouldn't think so, but you had to be there. The classics are usually either very touching or give us the chance to laugh very loudly at one of the five Hutch crafts, such as the one from our Alaska trip. Yeah, our oldest son, we will call him son number one for the purpose of this illustration, was about 14. The youngest son, we'll call him son number two, he was about 12. At the age where a boy's voice isn't quite sure where it will go on the next word. You know what I mean? Well, now we're filming some dog team races, and we trusted the camera to our least technical family member, son number one. Like father, like son. Now, son number two, being more technically oriented, was providing unsolicited coaching on video filming. Yeah. Well, the race ended, and son number one was no longer aiming the camera. And we all assumed that since the show was over, the camera was off. Oh, no. No. So today, here is our video memory. We get seasick watching this video that careens from the pavement to a dirty snowdrift to the sky. I mean, it's all over the place. And there in the background, you just hear son number two with his frustrated 12-year-old voice squeaking, "You're still filming!" Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about still filming. The camera was running, even though we thought it wasn't. God's camera's like that. Our word for today from the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. It happens to be in the context of someone sinning sexually and thinking no one knows. Here's what it says. A man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. So, it is in the midst of nobody knows. That's why God says in Numbers 32:23, be sure your sins will find you out. See, there are times in our lives when it feels as if we're getting away with our sin. Nobody knows. When you're relaxing or you're in a place where nobody knows you, your guard's down. The wrong stuff just sort of slides into your mind or your actions. Or when you're drinking or on drugs, it seems as if you're not accountable for what you're saying. Hey, I don't even remember what I did. God does. He's still filming. When you rationalize, oh, I'm not hurting anyone, oh, you're very wrong. Jesus is seeing and hearing it all, and you're deeply wounding the one who died to pay for the very junk you're doing. If Jesus was there watching it all, would you do it? Would you still say that? He is there. And someday you're going to meet what God has been recording, unless you repent of it and leave it at Jesus' cross and make a clean start. Look, you're already meeting the consequences of that sin. Maybe it's emotional consequences or family consequences or physical consequences or that distance from God, the damage to your reputation, the fact you have no peace, prayers that aren't answered. Right now, your Savior is calling you to make a new beginning, to drop the junk he died for. Listen to 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins, your sins, mine, in his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. See, for many, the great shock of God's judgment will be, in essence, what God has recorded on his video. God, you mean you were still filming? Yeah. Remember, a man's ways are in full view of the Lord. You're not ready for eternity, man. You're not ready for that last breath, that last heartbeat, until you know you have had every sin forgiven and there's not one that God has missed. But there's not one that Jesus didn't pay for when he died on the cross. Today could be your day to be forgiven. Today could be your day for the wall to come down between you and God. If you're ready for that, you say, Jesus, I'm yours. Check out our website, and there you can be sure you belong to him. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Because this could be for you. Today, page one, chapter one of your new story.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.